paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
David Hochberg is in the studio. You know him. He is the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday mornings at 10. And the minute he walked in, I'm like, this is a good week for you.
Yeah.
For anyone in the mortgage business, anyone in the real estate business, anyone who owes a bunch of money and is paying high interest rates.
Anybody that's carrying balances on their credit card, which is 99% of the listeners right now, or has a home equity line of credit, which is a lot of listeners who tapped into a line of credit, which is what we've been recommending. Instead of leaving your 2, 3, or 4% mortgage, it makes sense if you only need $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to take out a line of credit. You're going to see a decrease in your monthly payment next month right away. I've gotten 5 calls and emails already. How long does it take? It happened.
Really? See, I would have thought it would have taken there would have been a process.
No, the Fed chair is like Oz, right? He snaps his fingers, comes out behind the green curtain, says we're dropping to 50 basis points. Boom.
Wow.
Yesterday dropped 50 basis points. So for the first 18 days or 17 days of the month, you're going to get charged 8.5% or based upon whatever the Fed rate was at that time. And then it's going to be a half a point less from that day or the next day, depending upon how your bank calculates the interest through the end of the month. And then from going forward, if he cuts it again, which he has indicated and indications are he's going to continue, and the Fed presidents are going to get together at the beginning of November, and the Fed chair is going to take their information and make the decision collectively to either cut it again. Hopefully, this is a good start, right?
Yeah. And so if you just bought a house in the last couple months, how long do you have to wait to refinance?
Well, typically, if you don't want to burn your current lender who helped you, here's how I'd answer that. If you enjoyed working with your lender, mm-hmm. I would call that lender back and say, hey, I don't want to burn you, because if you refinance too soon, that lender will lose their commission. They'll come back and take the commission back. If you had a horrible experience with that lender,
that bridge.
Well, I'm not saying to burn the bridge, because I've been on the other side of that, right? You know, you could do it right now, but just know that the other person who worked hard on the other side of it is going to take it, is going to get the fee that they earned from helping you secure that mortgage taken back.
That's interesting, because, you know, my friend Stacy, she bought that house. She's
she had a horrible experience.
She did, but her mortgage guy in Minnesota said, no, you 6 months.
Well, it's typically 6 payments.
Okay.
And that's before he gets, you know.
Right.
His commission would get taken back, his fee that he earned for working hard. Now, she had a horrible experience.
Right.
So if she didn't care for him, or if it was a horrible experience, we like to hope all of our borrowers had some type of a decent experience. And we tell them right away that when they closed in the past 60 days, we will be calling you within the next 120 to 150 days when rates continue to drop. You know, we had to lock it in, and you got to go, and you got to get the paperwork done, you got to close. But everybody that we've closed in the past 2 years have already gotten a call, and everybody, all the purchase transactions that we've closed, we've already sent emails and text messages and calls into them, say, we know, hang tight, we're going to be there. Because everybody I speak with in the industry, all industry leaders, expect it to continue to drop into next spring and next summer and next fall.
Right.
And every 6 months, we just roll you.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that's why you don't pay discount points like we talked about previous.
Right. Yeah. All right. David's in studio. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. First, before we get to back to that, and a few other things about what has happened to the market the last time interest rates dropped.
Wow.
Yeah. Sylvia Snowden has your weather and traffic. David Hochberg's in studio. Team Hochberg. 56David.com. If you want to reach out to him, we were talking about the rates dropping, which seems to be good news for everybody that I know. But you had some fun facts around that, or maybe some
scary facts. Yeah. So here's some interesting facts.
Hey, we'll go with that word.
This is only the third time in recent history that the Fed has started rate cuts with a 50 basis point cuts. The previous two times, the economy crashed. Okay, the two previous times were in 2007 and 2001. Okay.
So is this different this time?
Well, I hope so. 2-year return, the S&P 500, blah, blah, blah. In 2001, the market fell 31% after 2 years. And in 2007, the market fell 26%. after 2 years. And then with the Fed cutting it half a basis point, NASDAQ returns totaled minus 76% from top to bottom over a three-year period. I think you're in a different type of market right now because we've had a ton of spending still, which is good. People are spending money they have on things they need instead of money they don't have on things they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a backup in cars, so the prices of cars have been coming down. And now with the interest rates coming down, it'll help new car sales. And now you're seeing, what are you seeing? 0.9% financing.
Finally back.
Why do you think the car dealers are doing that? Because they have
inventory.
Lots of inventory. They've got the 24s sitting there, at least, that they want to blow out to bring mm-hmm. in the 25s, which will start rolling off the line probably already. If not any day, you'll start seeing them in the showrooms. So all of this, I just like coming in with different pieces of information, right? My daughter, I think I mentioned it before, we opened up an S&P 500 fund for my middle daughter a year ago. It shot up. I'm a financial genius in her eyes, right? We're dollar cost averaging $200 a month into an S&P 500 plan. It's her money. She's working at college. We're taking that money, investing it for her. We took her babysitting money and her camp counselor money, and we're putting it away for her. So this is the thing. If it dips, don't freak out. Keep investing, and it'll balance out.
Okay. We've got a question here. It looks like from Denise. Hey, Denise, thanks for joining us. What's your question for David Hochberg?
Hi. I love both of your shows.
Thanks.
I listen religiously, and does the half a percentage point reduction mean that there's a half a point reduction in our credit card rate?
Yes.
And then what is the 50 basis point reduction? I don't understand the basis point.
Sure. The Fed controls the short-term interest rates. Okay. So what we saw was a lot of increases over the past 30 months. Okay, so if you have a home equity line of credit, Denise, for every $1,000 that you're carrying on your line of credit with the recent cut, you're going to save $4.17, right? Which might not sound like a lot, but if you have $10,000, that's $41.70. And then if you've got 20 and 30, it starts multiplying. It's a lot of money, okay, that goes into your pocket instead of the bank's pocket. So it just means less expensive financing charges on cars, credit cards, home equity line of credits, and any short-term debt that's based off of the prime interest rate that the Fed controls.
Someone just said, my aunt just closed on a house on Monday. Will her rates drop right away, or does she have to wait?
Again, if your aunt enjoyed the services of the lender that she used to secure the mortgage, then she should hopefully respect the lender's hard work and let the lender get six payments in, or else if you refinance prior to that, a lender's going to get hit with what's called an early payoff.
And if you just tuned in, another person is asking how quickly credit card rates will drop. You
right
said
away.
By next month. It's
yeah,
done.
It's already dropped.
On
yeah.
your next bill. Somebody else said, David, how low will rates go? I assume there's a theoretical floor.
Yeah. Well, if much as I love coming in here speaking with you, and you look fantastic with all the weight you're losing, if I was that smart, I would be teleconferencing that number in. I will tell you this. I've been pretty steadfast on stating that I've been projecting that the rates would be closer to 7 than we had 6 on the way up. I've been staunch on that. I think you got a better shot when we came out of the 5s to hit 6s before we see 4s. Came out of the 6s closer to 7s before we get 5s. I now can securely say that I think that we will hit 5. Before we hit 7, and hopefully we won't hit 7 for a long time, but I think we're on a downward trajectory, and I've been doing this for 24 years, so I've seen a couple of these markets and experienced a couple of these markets, and typically what happens is when we go up, and I've never seen it, nobody's seen it in our industry, go up this fast and stay this high for this long. Okay, at least in the past 24 years. And what's happened is everything has completely gone out of whack. We used to have adjustable rate mortgages. The inverted yield curve and all that stuff, I'm not going into detail, but long story short, we haven't seen an adjustable rate mortgage in the mass market for at least 2019. Okay, because 2020 is when we opened the year in the threes. So in 2019 and 18 were the last time we saw arms in any type of abundance. What'll happen is, as things get back to normal, right, whatever normal is, you will start seeing hopefully a 30-year fixed at this time next year solidly in the fives heading to the fours. When we have interest rates in the fives, you'll start getting a 30-year in the fives. You'll get a 7 or 10-year arm in the fours. Okay, then everybody who's sitting in their twos and threes will look at that 7-year arm and go, you know what, that 4.75% 7-year arm ain't that bad, especially after the $200,000-$300,000 worth of equity we just picked up in our new home.
Right.
Okay, so again, we talked about when I came in how the real estate market is soft in certain areas, and there's a lot of stories about that. It's not soft here. Okay, we're still net short inventory, 500,000 to 750,000 units a year. And that's been that way since the 2008 collapse, right? What happened? A bunch of home builders went out of business, and we haven't seen cornfields blown out and new homes go up, right? You got 25% brownfields here in Illinois. We talk about it all the time. What should we be doing? We should be looking at that and developing those areas like they did in St. Paul, Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. But we have screwed up government here, and they won't figure that out. I'm not going into that right now. But until we get inventory back in this market, surrounding areas of Chicago, we are still in a normalized market, which means if you're between $100,000 and $700,000 and you've got a reasonably priced home in pretty decent shape, you'll still have three or four people lining up. You get into the seven digits where you got to add two commas, it's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little soft depending on where you're going because the real estate taxes are still a little mushuggy. Look what happened to Michael Jordan's house.
Right. Oh my gosh, $28 million sold for 14.
14.8. 14.8 and change, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was on with John Records Landecker. Brandon called me last night. If you bought that place for cash, you're starting every month with like $25,000 with insurance, upkeep, and real estate taxes. Plus, you're right by a rail line.
Okay? Right. They said there's a railroad that goes through the backyard.
I lived 25 minutes from there. I drove up one day. I'm like, oh, let's see where Jordan lives, right? Drove up, saw 23 on the gate. Okay, check that box off, right? I could live, let's go on to something else. Very cool, right? And then I'm there as I'm driving away. Right, here comes a freight train. And that was in the middle of the day. You're out in the country. You hear freight trains miles away.
Miles away.
Okay, and that property is right up against the freight line and metro line for the North Shore. So whatever, to each their own. Again, real estate is local. When you start seeing these stories about real estate collapsing, where is it down? Texas, why? It was overbuilt. Florida, why? Ton of overbuilding. Everybody ran down there during COVID. And in Georgia, okay, it's starting to come back. It's not happening here. The market's still good. Still a great time to buy a home. And like I said earlier, when the adjustable rate mortgages come back, it will free up inventory. People will move on to something else, move out of the state, more people coming in. So we're in a good spot right now in Illinois. Yeah,
right.
It's a good place to be.
You'll hear more about it Saturday morning with David. Home Sweet Home Chicago starts at 10. If you want to reach out to him, 56david.com.